Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation, the show that all the jealous people in the media have come to listen to in order to hate it. I know the more that I'm bashed by people in radio who are has-beens, the more I know that they realize how great the show has become. It's getting better every day, and I know what you really like. You know, in the crazy times with jihad everywhere, internal, external, with the enemy within the White House, the enemy within every aspect of government. Yeah, right, the enemy is everywhere. The people don't know which way to turn. The news is so awful. Crime is out of control. De Blasio is a psychopath. He takes down a picture of George Washington, puts up a picture of a revolutionary, and no one says a word. Obama got rid of the bust of Winston Churchill. No one said a word. Right in front of your eyes, your country's been snatched out from under your eyes, and they're continuing to do it. No one says a word. And if you dare say a word, you're a right-wing racist. Well, you know what? They can go you nowhere. Get in their faces. Don't let them steal your country from you. Take it back from them. That's my opening. Good night and good luck. Now, of course, today there's lots of new news. And in addition to that, I know you're going to want me to do Bernie Sanders questions. I just know that's all you want to hear. You know, I told you I'm new to Facebook. I realize that that's ha-ha-ha, eight-year-olds are on it. That's why I'm not on it. Eight-year-olds are on it, which is why I've never been on it, really. I've had staff do it. But in the last week, I've had fun posting stuff on Facebook. And strangely enough, this morning I woke up at dawn. And this, contrary to what you think about me, I woke up at dawn. As Hemingway said, he never missed the dawn, no matter how much he drank the night before, which was very noble of him at the time. And I always admired that. I don't always catch the dawn. I caught it this morning, and it was stunning. I put it up on Facebook. That didn't attract that much attention. The picture of Teddy watching the sunrise caught the attention. It's still dogs and women that attract the most attention to anything you do in the world. Go figure. Probably chocolate as well. Who knows? But the thing is, I was amazed to see how intelligent my dog is. He saw me looking at the sunrise through another door. I come in the living room, and there's the little fella sitting on my armchair with his head, little teeny head. He's staring at the sunrise, just peeking up over the horizon. You say that animals don't, they're known as sentient creatures for a reason. See, sentient creatures. It's a word that's not used anymore in a world that's become demoralized, dehumanized, and homogenized. People don't even know what sentient creature means anymore, but he is a sentient creature. Now, speaking of which, as you know, Obama's given away the store, debased the military to the point where no one even knows if it can fight a war anymore. There's no leadership. I mean, you take away... Remember the old cowboy and Indian movies that you watched as a kid? Well, I don't think they made them in your day if you're younger than me. When I was a kid, there were cowboy and Indian movies. And it was well known that if you killed the chief, the Indians couldn't fight. That's what Obama has done to the military. He's put in an incompetent moron at every level. And including the Defense Department itself, I never saw anything like it. The guy couldn't finish a sentence without almost crying. That's the new defense secretary. But nevertheless, we have a very dangerous situation that's emerged. I'm sure Bernie Sanders would be a great commander-in-chief. Nothing like an anti-American socialist communist spitter, draft dodger to be commander-in-chief. Yes, sir! I could just see the Marines, the special forces, saluting Bernie Sanders. That'd be the end of the road. But don't laugh. This country is so sick that I could see a wild card like that freak becoming president, very much along the lines of how Hollande, a very similar weakling coward, became the premier of France. Same thing, socialist, drove all people of money crazy. They wanted to leave the country. In fact, Depardieu became a Russian citizen. Not that he's a prize. Depardieu is some prize, hates America. Let him stay in Russia where he belongs. But anyway, you want to see a real serious problem? Chinese space weapons revealed. I know, go to sleep now. You know, go to sleep. Bill Gertz is a defense reporter for Washington Times. And he says China has now such advanced space weapons programs that they can destroy or jam U.S. satellites and limit American combat operations around the world. I will not read you the article. They can knock our satellites out of the air at lower and higher orbits. Well, they're under development to do that. They're developing co-orbital anti-satellite weapons. On and on and on. You know, I linked it up on michaelsavage.com. You say, well, what can you do about it? Well, for one, you can get rid of an anti-American, anti-military, anti-family, anti-church administration. You can do that. You could fire them. Couldn't you do that? Now, if you think I'm anti-immigrant, you're a fool. You're a racist. What I've discovered is that these Hispanic mobs that spit at Trump supporters, they're the most vicious racists in the country. That's right, you heard me. And you got to give it back to them. There's a video going around of a Hispanic troublemaking, all-around bad person screaming against Trump, wearing an insulting T-shirt. So he gets in the face with one of the Trump supporters who spits in his face because people have had enough of these people who think they come here illegally and take over the country, and they're standing up to them. That's why they support Trump. I'm telling you, you've got to stand up to them. They're out of control. All of these radical groups have been empowered by Barack Hussein Obama. That's why they're acting up, because they've been empowered by the President of the United States to act up and basically take over the middle class of the country and intimidate you by bullying you. In plain old English, it's bullying. But having said that, I want to move on to another topic, which is immigration itself. Many of you say that anyone who opposes illegal immigration is a racist because you've been taught to do that to scare people. Well, I would argue that people who scream racism at every turn are the biggest racists in the country. And let me give you my position on immigration again, in case you missed it. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. Borders, language, culture. We need an orderly, legal immigration plan and program. I've said that. I'm not going to beat you up with this all over again. But I want to give you an anecdote about what I actually think of immigration. Last night I went to dinner. I didn't want to drive because I had a drink in my house, and I was warned by my son, who's 10 times smarter than me, never drive when you have as much as a drink because the cops are vicious. Instead of going after the crack dealers and the murderers, they'll pull a housewife over who had a beer. We understand how that works. So I don't drive if I had a drink. I usually either have a driver. Last night I used Uber. Woman picked me up, young lady, got me to the restaurant. That's another experience unto itself. Let me tell you all about that one another day. But when I finished the dinner, I hit the Uber app. It didn't work. I had to call my assistant to hit the Uber app on his phone to make it work. Got picked up about 8 minutes later. Got in the car with Teddy. Now, every time I call Uber, I'm afraid I'm going to get a fanatical jihadi who says no dogs allowed, in which case I'm ready to fight with them. I'm telling you right now, they're not taking me over nor my country. I'd call the police before I'd give in to one of them. I tell them to go back to the hellhole he came from if he doesn't like dogs. Go back where you came from. This is America. But he didn't. Guy picks me up. He's an African. We start to talk. And we start talking about family. I figure that's something that, you know, all races, all countries can relate to. He was a big man, great voice. And I'm talking, the ride was 11 minutes, that's all it was. And as it turns out, we talked about children and how he raises his children, how I raise my children. Very similar. He's a father at home with three or four children. He's from Nigeria. And very respectful. You know, everything was yes, sir, and that kind of thing. And, you know, I find that respect generates respect in people. It's an amazing thing. Conversation stayed in a very even keel. And then when he dropped me at my house, I gave him a $20 tip. I didn't know you're not supposed to tip on Uber. I figure if a guy's working cab, he, you know, what do I care? He didn't know who I was. But I know he's a family man. He's struggling. He's raising children. He's trying to do it the right way. So I gave him a $20 tip. I'm telling you exactly the way it is. The next words were very interesting. I said to him after I gave him the tip, not before, I said, do you ever listen to talk radio? He said, yes, I do. And I saw his eyes widen when he looked focused on me. And he said, are you the great Michael Savage? He says, oh, man, I listen to you every day. He said, you are absolutely the greatest. You're like a god to me. Now, ask yourself a question. How is it that a black African male can love this show? Well, the answer is the same way a Haitian cab driver loves this show in New York City. I remember I was in New York a year and a half ago, and a Haitian drove me to WABC. Another big fan of the show. If you listen to what the media tells you, you're going to get a distorted view of reality. The only reality that you should recognize is the reality that you find in the real world. That's the world of the real world, the street world. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you get this or not? So I'm saying that even, well, I guess I'm saying two things. I'm saying I'd like to see a million Africans from Nigeria who are Christians come in. See, he was a Nigerian Christian, which is why he came here to work hard, why he understands America, why he fits in with America, why he loves the Savage Nation. Do you get what I'm saying to you? And why is Obama bringing in Syrian Muslims instead of Syrian Christians? Why is Obama kicking Syrian Christians out of the country who've been sitting here waiting for months to be accepted? I'll let you figure that one out as well. There's got to be a compatibility with the nation or the nation dies. See, a house divided cannot stand. You can't tell that to Hollywood because they're too drug-addled to understand that. They're brain dead. They're stupid. That's why they're rallying around Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. These people are digging their own graves. How can people who are such high earners want to pay more taxes? They're insane. Liberalism is a mental disorder. Do you understand it? Ever? Have you ever understood this? Okay. Phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's take some calls. I've given you my opening. Whatever the topic is that relates to it. And, you know, it's a Thursday. It's a nice day. It's a nice day out there. Let's have some rock and roll now. I would like to hear what we play. The Impalas, I Ran All the Way Home, which I still remember from, oh, my flat top days at Jamaica High School. I did run all the way home to get away from my father. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. This is like...
Then I would tune into a press conference. Welcome to the Savage Nation. So boring. I mean, politics are just so boring. How is it that such boring men and women wind up running the world? Why is it that the most boring people in school, the most devious, the people who smell the worst, the people who wear the worst shoes and have the worst haircuts wind up running the world? How is that even possible? Bernard, WABC, what's your topic, Bernard?
Hi, my topic is immigration. Hello?
Okay, make your point already. Stop, you're not on a telephone.
Okay, hold on, I gotta lower it. Hi. My topic is immigration. I'm a Jewish person, and this is probably something you could understand. My mother would have been a lampshade had the immigration not opened up in Cuba during...
Your mother would have been a lampshade were it not for the American soldiers who died liberating the concentration camps and killing Hitler. You have it half right.
Right, but now, after serving in a concentration camp, during the war, the only one that accepted them was Cuba. And my grandfather was released from a concentration camp and, along with his wife, came broken to Cuba in 1943.
I understand, but we're not talking about Cuba. I'm glad your grandparents survived Hitler. That's wonderful. That's why you're here. I am talking about what immigrants are doing in this country now.
I know my feeling is based on that I wouldn't be here today. So,
but this is the problem. You're myopic. To have a myopic view of a discussion is not a discussion. That's like talking over a pickle barrel somewhere with someone. And you say, well, here's my experience about immigration. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about immigrants into America. Do they contribute or not contribute to the country? That's what we're saying. And my call screener says immigrants give back more than they take from America. How do you know that's true when it's false?
Because I'm an average person that's an immigrant. Forget school and free hospitals. Most of them need money for food to provide goods and services.
Bernard, you sound like a nice guy, but you're very naive. Every study has shown that over 70% of illegal immigrants, 70%, receive some form of public assistance. Do you know that?
What is that public assistance compared to what they really need?
You mean we should give them more?
No. If a person needs $20,000 to live on, what do you think the public assistance is going to give? $200?
Oh, you mean it's not enough? We should give them more. I see. You're a real good, you're a very good liberal. And where's the money come from, Bernard?
In order for them to survive, they have to...
Bernard, where does the money come from that you want to give away to the illegal immigrants? Where does it come from?
It doesn't come from. It comes from making them legalized, perhaps...
Bernard, don't double talk me now.
Where does the check come from? Where does the money come from?
The economy is growing because of...
Bernard, you're not answering the question. You're doing... Are you incapable of answering, or are you trying to make believe you don't really know what I'm asking you?
Let me answer it.
Don't give me a Talmudic riddle. Where does the money come from for food stamps, welfare, medical assistance, legal assistance? Where does it come from? Where does the money come from?
All the jobs that they are...
You're not answering the question. You're not in the Diamond Center right now trying to peddle a fugazi. Give me an answer. Don't give me a fugazi answer.
The economy...
Bernard, what do you do for a living, Bernard?
Real estate management in Brooklyn, USA. Williamsburg.
Okay, so you're a worker. Do you get a check when you receive a paycheck? Do you get a paycheck?
Absolutely. And I pay...
And have you looked at your paycheck?
Absolutely. And
what percent of your income is removed by the government before you get it? It's a fairly large percent, is it not?
That is true.
Okay. So would you be willing to pay more of your paycheck to give immigrants who sit on their behinds more welfare? Is that what you're saying?
I work with all immigrants that do not sit on their behinds. They are working...
Yeah, but that, again, that's a personal image. That's not the statistical reality. Do you understand a statistical reality is different than Bernard's view of the world? So you know good immigrants who want to work like the Nigerian cab driver I had last night. But I am talking about the bigger picture. You're telling me the women who came in from Honduras last year with infected children are working now? Where are they working? Where are they working? They're working the system. You're telling me the Syrians who threatened to burn cities down in Europe are working? They're working the system. They're working the liberals.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. All right, I could say a little bit more, but I'll save it for the stage show in April, after a glass of champagne on stage. I'm planning it for April 9th, 2016. My birthday's March 31st, and I'm going to do my first live event in over 12 years, 10 years. I don't know how long it's been. I know it's going to sell out. I'll announce it December 1. You can buy tickets. It'll be gone within a week, most. Marin County Civic Center. And we're thinking of broadcasting it on a pay-per-view basis so you can watch it wherever you are, you know, at a lower rate. But I know most people like to be there to meet people like themselves. And it's, knowing me, I cannot help but doing a show. I'm a showman. I'm incapable of just reading a speech. I'm not Bill O'Reilly. I don't fly out every other day to do another speech for 45 minutes from a book of mine. And they clap and they go home. That's all. That's not what I do. I'm already staying up the middle of the night. I'm thinking of acts and performances, show effects, sound effects. I mean, there's a part of me that likes to put on a show. I'm producing this performance myself. And, of course, I'm the star of the show. And I'll have other people. I'm going to have the Doc Kraft Band from Marin County. Good friend of mine. Love this guy. He's fought in 5 wars. He's an active doctor and a great musician. He's going to perform. And some of his band members are former sheriffs, which is interesting. I'm inviting up Robert Davi from L.A., who's going to do his thing. I've invited Laura Ingraham to speak. And, of course, don't forget the morning show people on KSFO. You know who they are. Do I have to mention their names? Katie and who? Come on. They're going to be the introductions and the things and that. Teddy's going to be on stage. So I'm going to have the show broken up where I do the first act sober. And then I'm going to ask everyone who's a very low sensitivity, actually high sensitivity, to leave the auditorium. I'll have the band play and I'll leave. I'll come back for act 2 and pour the first glass of champagne. And those of you who know what happens after 2 or 3 glasses, the auditorium is usually half full by the second glass because things happen in my head that are different. It opens up a genie, truthfully, and sometimes it's not that pleasant to listen to, but the audience loves it. At least the guys do. The women go, ugh, that's disgusting. They want to leave, grab their boyfriend's hand. The boyfriend says, go without me, I'm staying. But some people walk out angry, and they really do. All you got to do is say one, like, a little off-colored word. I promise in the first act, no off-colored words. I'm up nights now. I'm having so much fun planning this event. I can't wait. But that's so far in advance of 6 months from now. I got so many things coming before that. The book's out in 2 weeks. government zero. And the one problem for my live event is that Teddy's agent is being very difficult. The price he's asking is too high. I offered him one greenie per performance, and the agent is saying, no, you got to give him one for each act. And I said, well, that's a little high. Teddy will be on stage. All sorts of good stuff. The world is so ugly. The world is so horrible that I can't tell you how people are hurting over it. I know this from the show, what people respond to. They like humor. They like a little light moment of me imitating Bernie Sanders. I mean, that's... I hear people around the country are tuning in for that. Very, very big person in the media. Perhaps the biggest. Sent me an email saying, you're the talk of the entire media elite. Your Bernie Sanders imitations are shocking. They said they're shocked that... I don't know his name. The guy from Saturday Night Live hasn't invited me. First of all, I wouldn't do it. I would not do television at all. But how could he hasn't... Lauren Michaels, I guess, hasn't invited you. I wouldn't do it. It's not the same thing. Radio's different. Because if I had to do Bernie in person, I'd have to dress like him. And all of my old suits were given away to Goodwill 20 years ago. In fact, I think some of them I see on Bernie Sanders. I think his wife pulled them out of the trash bin. I saw her in the neighborhood a few weeks ago. Symbol shot. Do you want me to do it? So, because the story above that is so bad on MichaelSavage.com. It says videos teach would-be Palestinian attackers how to stab Jews and kill them, with actual drawings of where to stab people in their body. And Obama blamed the Jews for getting stabbed. John Kerry lectured the Jews that they're getting stabbed because they deserve it. All right, let's take some calls. Steve on KKAT in Utah, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage, good to talk to you. Hey, I'm a high school political science teacher, and it's interesting to me. I live in a conservative area. Interesting to me how liberal many of my students are on immigration. And it's because, I'm convinced it's because the media they're exposed to is constantly telling them that you're not a nice person. You're not good if you don't want people in. Don't let people into this country. And it is, it's disconcerting.
Well, here's the problem. Again, you can talk about a subject generically or specifically. So if you say, I'm against all immigration, that's not reality. Reality is you're not against all immigration. The answer is no, I'm not against all immigrants or immigration. I'm against public assistance welfare recipients on who come here and don't work. I'm against illegal immigration. I'm in favor of legal immigration if it's controlled and organized. That's two different things, legal and illegal. That's what you have to teach the children.
Oh,
am I right or wrong?
I do. Absolutely, I do.
That's the only answer. Don't get mad, because that's what they want you to do. They want to provoke you into anger and rage. So you said, no, I'm against illegal immigration. I'm in favor of controlled legal immigration. That means we have to have a national discussion of which immigrants, from which country, what education level, what health level. What do you want to take people in who need, let's say, a double heart transplant, a double lung transplant? That's what you want for an immigrant? Who's paying for that? Who's going to pay for that? Let the first liberal stand up and pay. Let Larry David stand up and say, I'll pay for that lung transplant. Let Seth Rogen, that fat sack of you-know-what, stand up and say he'll give up one dime from his fat Canadian pocket for a double lung transplant for an illegal immigrant. Let all of these other lovers of immigrants stand up and say they'll pay for them. They don't do that. Well, they say, well, we're a rich country. We can afford it. Corporate, they'll stop mumbling, corporate welfare, Defense Department bombs. Now, you heard the old argument. A typical Bernie Sanders answer. I'm sending you a copy of Government Zero because I have a big chapter on this called Zero Immigration, and I don't want to eat my heart out right now. That's all. I think I'm going to take some Bernie Sanders questions. Make believe he's on the show right now. Rhett on WVNN Radio, go ahead, please. You have a question for Bernie Sanders?
Yes. First thing, I want to congratulate you on your book. And this is a three-part question for Bernie Sanders. First part is, I heard that...
Let me interrupt you right now. Three-part questions are set-up questions I learned a long time ago in my street days. Please simplify and make it one question.
Okay. I heard you made $2 million off donations after the debate. I'm wondering if you, since you're a Democratic Socialist, if you plan on sharing that money with the other candidates, or even if you plan on sharing...
Well, I can cut you off right now. The typical right-wing lie... I did not make a dime off donations. It goes to my fund. My fundraising is all small grassroots efforts. We're creating a prairie fire in this country. That is absurd. Not my wife or I ate one pickle from the money we raised.
And And I was wondering also if you plan on giving any of that money to Jim Webb, knowing that you're a draft dodger, but of course you support the military, apparently.
Well, typical right-wing question. Of course not. I'm not going to give Jim Webb nothing. The man has plenty of money on his own. What does he need me for? I intend not to give away a dime because I'm going to spend every nickel of the money I raise from the good American people in order to make sure this income inequality disappears in this country. Not by giving it away, but by talking about it, by traveling, by flying, by eating big dinners wherever I go. This is how I'm going to solve income inequality. Thank you very much for your right-wing question. What's part two?
Oh, no, part two was just wondering. You answered all my questions. Thank you, Bernie.
Very nice. Very good. See, no one likes it today. I don't have his voice down today. I'm off. I don't know. I feel too good. That's the problem. I don't know what it is. I woke up feeling good, so I can't imitate Bernie Sanders. I can only do Bernie Sanders when I don't feel good. And let's say I'm low blood sugar, anguish, slight headache. I can do him perfectly. Because I think that channels who he actually is, a sick man who walks around in pain and anger and hatred. Then I can get into it. But if I feel as good as I do now, I woke up at dawn. And here's the shocker. You want to hear something shocking? No, I mean, remember I said 2 nights ago I went to a restaurant and I got a massive headache from 2 beers? And a great dinner. I realized maybe I can't even drink the beer now. So all I did was drink 2 vodkas last night with dinner. One before, one at dinner. Show you I'm not an alcoholic. I ordered another one at the restaurant. I took one sip and left it over. I learned a long time ago, an alcoholic, by the way, has no feedback mechanism. Did you know that? Did you know that that's the difference between a drinker and an alcoholic? An alcoholic cannot stop drinking. Say, okay, more and more and more. I have a feedback mechanism. One drink, sometimes the next one tastes no good, I don't drink it. Last night it was after 2, third one taste, left it over. I hated spending the $11 on it, and I couldn't get my money back, but I left it. Couldn't touch it, disgusting. I came home, I woke up at dawn. Go figure that out. No headache, no hangover. Looked at dawn, embraced dawn, wanted to dance with dawn. Except she wouldn't give me her number. Now I'm getting into the stand-up comedian number. I don't want to go there. I almost do want to go there, truthfully. I just want to have a good time. Boys just want to have a good time. So people are saying to me at the event, what are you going to do? You're going to wear a bulletproof vest. I said, are you crazy? How can I perform in a bulletproof vest? It'll compress my chest. I won't even be able to talk. I won't perform if I have to do that. Let the guy who comes there wear a bulletproof vest. Because I guarantee you some in the audience will break his skull open before he even stands up and opens his mouth. That's all. 855-407-28. My audiences are great. This is not a wimpy audience that goes to see, let's say, a typical event, like a global warming event. A person with a pea shooter could take over a crowd of 5,000 at a global warming event. This event, half the people are retired cops and military. Usually, by the way, at my events, it's 2,000 seats. I reserve an entire row free for any man or woman in uniform, incidentally. It's so far in advance. Don't write or email. We're not ready yet. We're going to give them away at the thing. Uniform people, step right up. That's how we salute you. That's going to be great. I wish it was like 2 weeks from now. See, I get so far ahead of myself that by the time January comes, I won't want to do it. That's my problem. I'll burn through thinking about it and dreaming about it and planning it. By the time January comes, I'll run away from it. It's a terrible thing having an active imagination. You imagine you want to do something, then you can't. You wait, you build up. Then by the time comes, you don't want to do it. This is the problem. I do live through my mind. I'll be very, not that I don't, I do feel my body. Believe me, I don't mean that way. No, I'm not a liberal. I'm saying I'm in my body. I'm very connected to the earth. Oh, yeah, I'm getting connected here. All good. What do you want to talk about? 855, well, custom agent, have to confiscate so much welfare fraud from illegals. Not bad. We'll get to that in a minute. We're moving along. Any topic? The news is so horrible. Let me read you the headlines in case you think I'm ad-libbing just to get through the show so I can go to L.A. tonight. Here, France's top weatherman sparks storm over book questioning climate change. In other words, he saw reality. He criticized the world's top climate change liars. He said climate investigation is filled with misleading data, so the French are in shock. Chicago police, illegal alien rape sleeping woman. Isn't that part of their lifestyle? Next story. Sanctuary cities on the rise, releasing more than 9,000 criminals in the U.S. illegally. Isn't that the object? Is to intimidate the population? Next story. Murdered woman hanging from fence mistaken for Halloween decoration. Isn't that normal in Chicago? Next story. FBI director says Islamic State is recruiting 24 hours a day in all 50 states. Is that the object? I mean, what is he telling us this for? Why would the FBI director put out a story like that? He says hundreds of people are consuming social media efforts to either draw them overseas to join the extremists, or if you can't come, kill where you are, FBI Director Comey said. Then why aren't you stopping it, sir? Why aren't you hacking into these individuals and arresting them, sir? What are you doing this for? You're letting them recruit? Why are they not stopped from recruiting? The biggest stupidity I've ever seen is that if an American citizen leaves America to join a terrorist group, why are they allowed back in? Why is their citizenship not immediately withdrawn? Because we're not a sane nation and we have an enemy within who wants them back here. What else are you going to conclude? Any other conclusion? Either the presidency is filled with morons or they want them back here. Is there any other conclusion you can come to? No. The biggest question is Merkel insane or being blackmailed? I don't understand how this woman, who was a centrist, center-right, is not only admitting in hundreds of thousands of Syrian Muslims who are rioting in the streets of Germany, they're suing the government for more welfare. I swear to God, I found the article, I said, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. They're suing Germany for not giving them more welfare and faster in Germany. Demanding it. Most of them are from Chechnya, no less. By the way, just what we need here, more. It's unbelievable to me. The whole West has lost its mind, and it's you know what. Are we running out of time already in this stop set? Yeah, I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
The scientific community is telling us if we do not address the global crisis of climate change, transform our energy system away from fossil fuel to sustainable energy, the planet that we're going to be leaving our kids and our grandchildren may well not be habitable. That is a major crisis.
The big lie. Already the world's coming to an end. In the 70s, we're all going to die from an ice age. These are the same zero population growth people. These are the abortionists. They're worried now about a planet. They're not worried about the unborn, but they're worried about a planet. We're killing the planet. He flies around the country. Aside from the obvious hypocrisy, the science doesn't support it. And nobody's worked harder than I on saving the environment his whole life. My bona fides are really good on that. My plant collections are in major herbaria around the world. So don't lecture me about the environment. Nobody wants pollution, but worse than pollution is the pollution of the truth put out by communists like Bernie Sanders and the Pope. That's the worst pollution on the planet, are lies. Pollution. Nobody wants pollution. We'll leave the planet uninhabitable for our children and grandchildren. Standard fare that they would give to an ignoramus who doesn't know the reality. All legitimate scientists. 98% of legitimate scientists have exposed the fraud of global warming. How about reversing it on them? Did you hear what I just said? 98% of legitimate scientists not collecting government checks to do such fraudulent research. 98% of legitimate scientists disagree that man is destroying the planet. How's that? Why don't you use that as an argument? In any case, this is Michael Savage. I'll be back for another 2 big hours with God's help and your listenership. And I invite you to be here, period. End of story.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It's hour number two of the Savage Nation. And we have such bad news that I'm not going to report it anymore. I want to talk about something else. Maybe later we'll talk about the Chinese space weapons and how they're getting ahead of us in space. But pay no attention to that. Instead, focus on global warming and the fact that we're racist because we don't let in millions of illegal immigrants to suck us dry. Right. Focus on that. Or that only certain lives matter. You idiot. How could you dance and say their lives matter and your life doesn't? What is wrong with you people? Liberalism is a mental disorder. And the problem is probably they have low dopamine levels, which is why they're always titrating themselves with drugs. I saw an article this morning in the Wall Street Journal. It was very interesting. Normalizing dopamine levels in the brain may reduce alcohol cravings. It says drugs that normalize dopamine levels in the brain can reduce alcohol cravings in people dependent on drink. Blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, again, drugs, drug peddlers. But the fact is that there are foods and natural supplements that can increase dopamine levels in the brain, which will reduce anxiety and reduce your cravings for alcohol and drugs. And I want to give you that for a few minutes, because many of you... Oh, there's a good caller, Mike. I'll get to him in a minute. And many people don't know that. They think they have to take drugs for everything, because dopamine is in charge of our pleasure reward system. Dopamine allows you to have feelings of enjoyment, bliss, and even euphoria. Hillary Clinton should spray the audience with a little dopamine. Maybe they would smile a little bit more. Right now, she's the anti-dopamine candidate. Whenever she appears, people's dopamine levels drop. But too little dopamine can leave you unfocused, unmotivated, lethargic, and even depressed, and that's why you vote Democrat. Now, what are the symptoms of dopamine deficiency? Think of a slacker in the morning. Think of an average Hollywood idiot in the morning. Fatigue, apathy, procrastination, low libido, sleep problems, mood swings, hopelessness, memory loss, inability to concentrate. Typical liberal has low dopamine. And then they become apathetic and lethargic because they have no motivation to eat, and they starve to death in mice. And by the way, in people, some people are low in dopamine, compensate with self-destructive behaviors to get their dopamine boost. So that means they abuse alcohol, sugar, drugs, shopping, video games, sex, power, or gambling. And I guess all of us are guilty of it to a certain extent. We're always trying to feel better, and we try to do it our different ways. But there are many healthy ways to raise dopamine, to boost your dopamine levels. And what are they? Well, let's start with the foods. They're the easiest. Dopamine is made from the amino acid tyrosine. So eating a diet high in tyrosine, that's a single amino acid, will give you one of the building blocks needed for dopamine production. So what are the foods? Almonds, apples. I should pause on the almonds because one of my sponsors is nuts.com. I frankly snack on nuts throughout my show. I love nuts. I get a high magnesium kick out of them. I'm probably seeking the dopamine as well. Almonds, apples, avocado, bananas, beets, chocolate. I don't eat chocolate. Coffee. I'm going to have one in a minute. Fava beans, don't eat if you're... It's a very interesting story on fava beans. They're very popular now, but if you're a certain ethnic group, you should never eat fava beans. I did this in 1993 in a book called The Skeptical Nutritionist, where it's well known that certain ethnic groups lack the ability to detox fava beans, and they develop a disease called fava bean hemolysis. They actually bleed internally from them. Would you believe it? I'll tell you the ethnic groups in a minute. You may be one of them. The good stuff now, for the not to lose track here, is dopamine boosters, green tea, lima beans, oatmeal, sea vegetables, sesame, and pumpkin seeds. I'm eating them right now. Turmeric, watermelon, wheat germ, right? Foods that promote the production of dopamine. Foods high in natural probiotics, such as yogurt, kefir, and raw sauerkraut, can also increase natural dopamine production. But I would warn you against sauerkraut. It's very high in tyramines, which can produce migraine headaches, so watch out. And I don't want to give you more and more about it, but there are dopamine supplements that you can get now after the foods. Ginkgo biloba, L-theanine, L-tyrosine, and others. So we won't go into that. Did you know that crafting hobbies of all kinds, knitting, quilting, sewing, drawing, photography, woodworking, and home repair bring the brain into a meditative state? Did you know that's why people do it? Do you know that these activities increase dopamine, ward off depression, and protect against brain aging? I started to do watercolors again this last 2 years. And when I really get into a hole and I don't know which way to go, where to go anymore, I don't want to run, I don't want to bicycle, I don't want to go to eat, I don't want to drink, I go to my little table and I start to paint some silly little pictures. And you have to force yourself to learn these things. Listening to music can cause release of dopamine. Did you know that? Listening to music can cause... I probably release dopamine. I would guess that people who listen to my show who are addicted to me, now that I think about it, my mellifluous voice, which is God's voice, not mine. God gave it to me. It's not mine. I don't own it. It was a gift. I could have sounded like Frito. I mean, it was but for one gene. I could have been one of those who sounded like this. I'm smart. I know about the Constitution.
I know about the founding fathers. I'm smart.
But instead, God gave me a voice that produces a feeling of goodness in people. They feel dopamine flowing throughout their brain when they listen to me. It's a gift. It's a gift. Let's go to some of the callers on the Savage Nation, because I got some great ones waiting to get online here. Mike on KSFO in my hometown of San Francisco. What's on your mind, Mike?
I want to thank you for that, what you just talked about, the dopamine. I'm a recovered alcoholic of 9 years, and it just makes sense, the music, the almonds, the apples. But what I initially called you about is I went to one of your first shows at the Oakland Airport Hilton.
Wow, that was in 2002. That was one of my first shows. Do you remember it at all? What was going on that day?
Yeah, it was the Paul Revere Society. You had it at the bar right there at the Hilton. And then I went to the one in Dublin. But you got...
Oh, my God, yes, at the Marriott in Dublin, I think.
The community center. And it was a dinner, and it was great. And you got to do Bernie Sanders when you come around.
You know, I hope I can still channel. I don't know if Bernie Sanders will still be on stage by April. Something tells me his shelf life is a little limited now because he's doing too well. Something tells me they're going to feed him a polonium knish before then, but I hope not. They'll invite him to dinner. He'll have a polonium knish. That'll be the last you hear of him. They'll probably ship him to Russia. So, look, when the event comes up, I'll tell people more about it. I'm just 6 months ahead of myself. It's not till April. Do you remember that event in Oakland at the Oakland Airport Hilton? Do you remember the bodyguards I had, the six Samoan guys? Do you recall that at all? No one remembers that. I had six Samoan guys. They were each 200 to 300 pounds. They stood in front of the stage with their arms crossed. They didn't need weapons. Their physical being was their weapon. They were great. I lost touch with them. I don't know how to reach them.
That's too bad.
Okay, my friend, stay in the line. You're getting a free gift today. Government Zero goes out to you. I can't wait till that book hits the shelves, because I'm holding my fire. I need the people listening to the show to remember that date, October 27th. It's a long time in coming. They're going to buy it on their own, but I'm going to actually ask people to do something special and different this time. I want them to go out, and I want them to clean the shelves. We got to send the message that we do know what's going on. We do read. We are literate. We do vote, and we count. And we want to convert people who are ignoramuses, who don't know what Obama's doing, don't know what the liberal agenda has done, do not understand who those dolts were on the stage at the Democrat convention the other night, have no idea what they'll do to this country if one of those idiots is elected. 855-400-7282. We got the Bernie calls. I don't know if I can answer them. I'm going to try one more. I can't channel Bernie. I told you my dopamine levels are too high. I've been eating too many pumpkin seeds. I woke up at dawn. I don't know what's wrong with me. You know, it's like the old Buddy Hackett joke. I got to tell it again. I've told it many times. Oh, he was a comedian from the 50s. I was a little boy. I used to watch him. I laughed hysterically. Loved this guy. He once did a funny joke. He said they enlisted him in the Army. They sent him to Fort Dix. They put him on Army food. And he woke up. He had no indigestion. He said for the first time in his life, he had no indigestion. So he went to the doctor in the military and said, "Doctor, something's wrong with me." Doctor said, "What's the matter?" He says, "I don't feel any of these symptoms." The doctor said, "It's because you don't have indigestion." He thought he was sick. He had been eating his mother's heavy Eastern European Jewish food his whole life, and he thought indigestion was a normal result of eating. I thought it was one of the funniest things I ever heard. I love practical jokes like that. I also love, I remember when I was a kid, I'd be bored in school. Now that I'm drifting off into nostalgia, you'll have to forgive me. I used to get so bored, I would bring little pamphlets and books to read with me on other subjects. I couldn't take formal learning. I couldn't stand it. My mind just couldn't take it. So I used to read other stuff, popular mechanics, popular science. I don't know what else I was reading. I would read why I like Boy's Life. I liked, even in those days, I liked Guns and Ammo. Ooh. No, I used to love the gun magazines. But there was a magazine that had like practical stories in it. I don't remember what it was. And they tell a story about a man who, every time he bent over to tie his shoelaces, in those days they had shoelaces. That's something that was once existed, a shoelace. In those days they had shoelaces. The man bent over, every time he bent over to tie his shoelace, he had a fainting spell. So he went to one specialist after another. It cost him a fortune. Every doctor, a neurologist, an ophthalmologist, a brain specialist, other than a neurologist, a specialist within the brain, And everyone gave him different advice, but every time he bent over, he still had a fainting spell. Finally, he went to the local neighborhood candy store, which were called luncheonettes in those days, and he told Murray, the guy, what was happening, that every time he bent over to tie his shoes, he had a fainting spell, and all of the geniuses in the medical profession couldn't help him. So Murray looked at him. He said, "Here, let me look at you for a minute." He said, "Your answer is your belt is too tight. Loosen it two notches and you won't faint." Now, the object of that story, why I laughed at it, is so many things are practically cured in our lives, whether it's psychological or physical. I found it in my own life. Sometimes you get scared. You feel a this, you feel a that. You say, "Do I have a this, you have a that?" And then you find out you have a little indigestion from something you ate or whatever, and it goes away. We tend to overemphasize the littlest things, and you know, sometimes the most practical, simple solution is the answer. I'm not saying all the time, you know, they tell you, "Oh, don't make sure you get a colonoscopy every 5 minutes. To make sure, all right, so get a colonoscopy. Have the kielbasa. See if I care. Let him put the kielbasa into you on the television set. I've had enough. I'm waiting for the virtual colonoscopy where you swallow a camera or they do markers in your in your waste product. I'm never going to go through the kielbasa again. I don't care if it's San Francisco and it's supposed to be pleasurable. I'm not doing it again. We'll not go through that nightmare again with the curtain and the this and the television set." And look, it's important to know because they can snip off the emerging tumor. I get it, but I'll still take the virtual. It's not developed yet, I don't think. Are we already short of time in the first segment of the second hour of the 14th day of the 21st year of the 19th century? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Blasting out from San Francisco, Michael Savage. John on KSFO, welcome to the program. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Mr. Sanders how he can justify it being a Caucasian person that's saying that only black lives matter.
Well, because, in fact, the truth is, if you read Animal Farm, you find out that in Animal Farm, some animals are more equal than others. And the fact of the matter is, in order to get the vote that I need, I have to appeal to people who are racist, who scream things like this, or else they won't vote. We all know the Democrats are dying in America across the country. And the only way to get them to vote is to appeal to the worst of them. That's all.
Interesting.
Yeah, see, I can't do Bernie today. It's shifting between... I did great Bernies yesterday, the day before, because I was depressed, low blood sugar, had a migraine, and it worked. Today, I feel too good. I may not even be able to do radio anymore. I feel too good. It must be... I don't know what it is. When I wake up and I get up for a sunrise, I mean, I'm feeling so good that I may have to see a doctor. Something is wrong. I do feel great. It's that comedian thing. I rarely get up at dawn. Usually I get up at dawn when the light comes in the curtain. I mean, if you're interested in these things, otherwise I don't have to do this. The show is very personal after 21 years. I'm a member of your family. You know that. Many of you tune in. You're not tuning in for the news. You can get that yourself in 3 minutes on 3 websites. Right? So you want to hear me rap, complain, get high, get low, talk about this, talk about that. You're enjoying hanging out with me because I'm a very captivating individual. Make believe it's Cafe Savage. I used to say this years ago, that you're coming into a cafe. I'm the cafe owner. He's the kind of cafe owner like the patron, you know, the old days. There was always a guy who owned it. And basically, if he wasn't there, you wouldn't even go in the cafe. You didn't go for the food. You went because you liked the guy's energy. You just liked him. Even if you didn't agree with him, you enjoyed hanging out with him. He had a certain energy. He gave off an aura. There was a name for it in different countries at different times. And it has different names. And the thing is you enjoy that. Those of us who are in the radio business understand that. And welcome to Cafe Savage. That's what it's like for me today. I don't know what it is, why I feel so good. I think it's because I'm planning the show. The book's coming out. Okay. They're saying El Nino's coming. We're going to have a lot of rain. I hope so. I mean, it's been 4 years of a drought here in California. They got little snitches running around looking at people's your sprinkler systems. Little girls from little colleges with little minds from little families. They're looking if your sprinkler is on. You hear? They're not worried about the jihadis that Obama's importing. They're worried about whether you put your sprinkler on to water your roses. That's the society we live in. This is a fourth year of a drought. I understand it. But what the morons in Sacramento and Washington should understand is that California is part of a Mediterranean climate. It's been known as that Mediterranean climate for like eons. That means 7 years of dry and then 7 years of wet. So we're actually only halfway through the dry phase, boys and girls. That doesn't mean we shouldn't conserve. I mean, I've cut back. I only shower for 30 minutes now instead of an hour. No, I always take short showers. I'm very cognizant. I recycle water like I don't. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Now compared to what we have now, that's all. Well, you want some shaking, we're going to do it right now on the program. We have Bill Gertz of the Washington Times giving us new details of Chinese space weapons to really make your day. I mean, here comes the pain. Remember Al Pacino in the movie Carlito's Way when he runs out of ammo in the bathroom and he says the famous line, Robert, play it.
Here comes the pain!
Well, here it comes. Bill Gertz, here come the pain. What are the Chinese doing in space, Bill?
Hi, Michael. Yeah, according to a forthcoming Congressional China Commission report, they're developing an array of space weapons, what they call counter-space capabilities. They include anti-satellite missiles, co-orbital small satellites that can crash into and grab other satellites, as well as cyber operations, ground-based jammers, and directed energy weapons. So they're gearing up for space warfare.
So, Bill, do we have countermeasures? Are we ahead of the Chinese? Are we falling behind? What is the real gist of the story?
Yeah, the Obama administration is totally opposed to developing any kind of space weapons like that.
Oh, in other words, we could have figured that out. So, in other words, we shouldn't have space weapons because they're mean. Is that it? Space weapons are mean?
Our missile defense, back in 2008, we were able to modify one of our SM-3NI missiles, and it shot down a falling satellite. That was kind of a demonstration that if we wanted to, we could do it, but it won't happen under this crowd.
Holy God. So they're letting China now get ahead of us in space weapons technology? How much more can this man do to the military to the point where, up the point of no return, Bill? You're an expert on this. Is this something that someone can reverse? Let's say Donald Trump wins. Let's say I'm for it, but let's say he wins and he wants to go back to when America was really a great nation and capable of not only defending itself, but asserting itself. Can this be reversed?
It'll take at least a decade. It's a crisis now for the military. They've cut the budget by $1 trillion under Obama, and the military right now is stretched to the breaking point. They literally don't have enough money to do the basic requirements that they need to do, much less develop new weapons, which they need to replace the old ones, which were built up during the Reagan administration and now need to be replaced. I call it a military crisis right now at the Pentagon. I was at the Pentagon today, and I talked to some people there, and privately they'll tell you that the morale there is very low.
Well, isn't that what Obama wants? For China to knock our satellites out of the sky? I know you're not going to comment, but I've come through the wormhole on this. This man is out to decimate the military. He's decapitated the leadership. Now we find out that they're ahead of us in space weapons, and we've not only fallen behind, but he's not developing any new weapons. Well, what the heck is going on, Bill?
Well, he has his agenda, and his agenda is to spend money on domestic programs, and his policy in Afghanistan is an utter failure. 6 years ago, he said the goal was to constrain al-Qaeda, reverse the Taliban momentum, and help the Afghan forces. And today, he announced that we have to leave our troops there because he's failed, basically.
Right. That was quite a turnaround. And how's he spinning the leaving troops in Afghanistan? He's Mr. Anti-War. How does he justify that?
Well, I think he's got kind of a compliant news media that's not giving him a hard time. If you look at all the headlines on the story, it's not portrayed as a reversal of his decision. He would plan to pull all the troops out by the end of the year, and now he's leaving them in through next year, and then probably 5,500 troops will be there forever.
Now, what about this story? Special Ops knew Afghan site was a hospital. What the heck is that about, Bill?
This is part of an ongoing Pentagon investigation. There's three theories as to what happened with this Doctors Without Borders hospital. One theory is that it was a Taliban deception operation designed to force us to attack a hospital, create civilian casualties.
Mm.
The other is it could have been an insider in the Afghan military. We've had problems with that. They might have directed U.S. fire on the hospital. And then the third theory, which is most the leading one, is that it was just a lack of communications, that they saw some Taliban go into this hospital, and then they called in air support, and the people who did the firing didn't know it was a hospital. But we have to wait and see for the final results. Obama's already apologized. He didn't even wait for the results of the investigation to come out.
We're speaking with Bill Gertz of the Washington Times. You're the best, you know, military defense department reporter in the country, and you've been on this beat for a very long time, Bill. What is the, you say the morale is very low in the Pentagon. Behind the scenes, you go in there. Are there still, is there still a command structure left that could take on an enemy? I'm asking a crazy question, I know that.
Sure.
I get the feeling that he has so decapitated military leadership, I don't know if we can take on an enemy anywhere. Is that overplaying it or what? I mean, what exists there in the Pentagon anymore?
We still have enormous military power. What we lack is leadership. As you mentioned, he's really kind of gone after all the warrior-type leaders. Now he's doing social engineering. He wants to put women in frontline combat positions. The priority is to integrate transgenders into the military. Again, this is all designed to weaken U.S. forces. And, of course, from the president and his advisor's standpoint, they think this is a good thing, when, in fact, it really has the impact of weakening our military forces.
But that's common sense that it would weaken the military forces. Are these, here's the real question, Bill. Common sense would dictate what you just said, all those changes do weaken the military. On what basis do they continue to push this insanity then? Simply because this is something they did in their private lives in the universities or when they were public officials somewhere else and they got the kudos for it? They don't understand the military is a different place?
Yeah, it's political correctness. The military is essentially a conservative organization with strong values, strong tradition of patriotism, and the president doesn't like that. He's a world citizen. He believes in the United Nations should lead the world, and so he has been neglectful of our military capabilities.
But, Bill, we live in a nation of laws. He is not a law unto himself. He is a radical, anti-American, anti-military crackpot. How is it that he is able to do this to the military and to decapitate the military without any fighting back from Congress, Bill?
That's a really good question, and I don't know the answer. I know that Congress really needs to step up to the plate. They are a co-equal branch of government, and they have not done their job. They've stood by. Well, these things have taken place. The most damaging thing is this Budget Control Act, the so-called sequester, which is leading to sharp budget cuts. Whoever in Congress agreed to that should be held accountable for that because of the damage that that has done to the entire budgeting process and the ability to maintain a strong military.
Bill Gertz, Washington Times, the best in the business. Bill, thanks for being with us on the Savage Nation.
Thank you.
Just unbelievable reportage. You know, I haven't had Bill on the show in many years. I used to have him on regularly when I was a local host, and Bill is on the. He's an insider, and I'm gonna really look for his work as it comes up. And he didn't tell me, by the way, about the satellites. All new, but in terms of gutting the military, it's really not news to me. And I don't want to beat it to death. But in my chapter on zero military, I write, we've gone from soldiers to social workers, supporting our enemies, alienating our allies. Where is our warrior king and the Viking's fate in the book Government Zero? So it's not new to me. I know this man is a very dangerous man. I know he's a maniac. I know he's mentally unstable. I know he's a dictator. And I know that there's no opposition, with the exception of a few voices here and there. And then when you watch the Democrat debate the other night, they're talking in a petri dish, in their own world. There was almost no discussion. What, almost, with Anderson Cooper as the host of the show? He wasn't a moderator. He was the host of the liberal show. Did he talk about the decimation, demoralization, destitution of the U.S. military? Did he ask any questions about our ability to fight wars? Did the entertainer Anderson Cooper do anything serious? He tried to. He went as far as his bosses would let him. I'll give him credit for that. Back in a minute on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Hundreds of illegal aliens have been arrested in Florida for murder and rape, and they're bringing in more. Hundreds. Hundreds. Did you see the headline? Say, oh, you're just bashing immigrants. Well, you know, data doesn't lie. It's real. You didn't see that article. Didn't make it to the San Francisco Chronicle where all is well under the great King Obama. It's not true. Hundreds of aliens arrested in Florida for murder and child sex crimes. You can find the article yourself, but you don't want to find the article yourself. It's from Count On Two First, NBC2. ICE arrests 314 criminals across Florida, four locally. And these are violent ones. More than a quarter of the vermin had critical criminal records, included felony convictions for serious or violent offenses, such as murder, attempted murder, child sex crimes, sex offenses, weapons charges, and drug violations. But because they're immigrants, they're all good. And anyone who arrests them is an immediate racist. And the whole Department of Homeland Security should be investigated right now for arresting any of them. It may just be a cultural thing and not seeing it properly. I mean, you know, it's probably because we're too uptight as a society that we see child sex crimes as a crime. I mean, if you're a liberal, there are no child sex crimes. Most children invite them to liberals. To a liberal, children invite sex crimes because they really want sex. So there's really no crime there. Just ask the witch on the U.S. Supreme Court who would like lower the age of consent, Ruth Bader Badgirl Ginsburg. As far as attempted murder, what's the big deal? What is attempted murder to a liberal, as long as it's not them? Weapons charges? Well, don't so many people in America have weapons? Why should they be charged? Drug violations? Aren't all people who use drugs good? Just trying to titrate their anxiety? You get the picture. There's only so much sarcasm I can put onto the cake at any one time. 3 minutes and 52 seconds left in this hour. And then there's only one more hour to go. Get the Savage on the go by listening to it on the radio. I don't even feel Radio Tourette's kicking in today. Something is really wrong. When I have Radio Tourette's, the show is better. When I'm slightly agitated and depressed, the imitations are better. If I continue to feel this good, I may have to leave radio altogether. This will be the last book, and I'll do a show at the end of December, and I'll quit because I feel too good. What do I need radio for if I feel so good? I used to do radio because it was the only 3 hours a day I felt really good. I would fly, you know, fly like an eagle. Remember that music? If I feel good all the time, though, I won't need radio. It'll make me feel agitated and angry. I think I'll become an ordinary American. I'll golf. I'll say everything is fine. Obama's a good man. Comes from a wonderful background. We don't know where it is, how it is, why he got here, how he got here. We don't know about the madrasas. We don't care. Everyone goes to school. Why should that matter? Michael on KSFO, what's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, I just wanted to tell you that this is an honor for me and that you are the highest state of consciousness available on radio today. And I think that you are feared by the liberals more than anything else out there. And I'm proud to be a listener to that.
What I'm going to say, I don't love hearing this. I love hearing this. To say I'm the highest state of consciousness on the radio is an understatement, but I'll accept it. And to say liberals fear me is true because they ignore me. I mean, they mention people who are much lesser than me, intelligence-wise, and in terms of the history of my production. And the reason they ignore me and don't write about me is because I'm a real threat to them. See, in many ways, I'm one of them. I have three higher degrees. I'm more literate than most liberals. They cannot compete with me on that level, so they make believe I don't exist. They try to do to me what the Soviets used to do to those who disagreed with them, with the system. And it's a great honor to me to be ignored by everyone in the media. Just because the Rush cartel tries to kick me to the curb doesn't mean they're winning. The Rush cartel is losing right now. How else do you explain that on streaming radio, this show has a 25.7 share, and Limbaugh, God bless him, has a 13.7 share? Why? Because the demographics have shifted. And although I'm older than Rush, I have 10 times more energy, and I'm more insightful. And I don't have to tell you every 2 minutes that I'm El Savage and this and that. I think you just know it. It's that simple. God bless him. I hope he lasts another 100 years. But there's a movement going on, and I'm not part of that Rush cartel. Do you know that Rush's brother, David Limbaugh, represents 3 to 4 people on the radio? Did you know that? And that they're all promoted? They're all promoted. They're all part of the cartel, and I'm the odd man out. Did you know that? Look, you want me to take the gloves off on the reality of what I face every day? I'm willing to stand up and take it, and I'm willing to fight back, but only so much. And I'm not gonna take it forever. But I want to thank you for your compliments. I hope you come to the event. I hope you buy the new book. I'm sending you Government Zero right now. On the one condition that you go out and buy one and give it to a liberal friend or neighbor, even your wife. Is she liberal? Is your wife liberal?
No, she's not. But I will buy one and I will pass it on to.
But do you have a neighbor that you can give Government Zero to who is, let's say, a reasonable liberal whose mind is made up, who might just read something?
Yes, I do.
Good. We all do. We all know liberals who just might be open-minded enough to say, you know what, I don't agree with you, but let me look at it anyway. I've listened to him. He's very intelligent. He knows the facts. Let's see if I agree or disagree. Maybe they'll read Government Zero. I don't really know. It's a Pandora's box because once they open that book, they're finished.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
This joint that I ordered from is the... Should I name it on the air? I can't do it. It's like a tuna... I won't say it because then they'll sue me. I had the assistant order a grilled tuna, you know, like a fresh tuna. I don't know what it costs. Like a burger joint that also sells tuna burgers. Who knows how old the fish is? It could have been caught when Bernie Sanders was a young man. I don't really know how old the fish is. Could have been Bernie Sanders' grandfather caught it in Palestine. I don't know. I say well done. It comes in pink with a slime on it. Now, what am I supposed to do? Waste my time, call the place up again? They have high school kids in there that, anyway, you want to talk about Hillary Clinton? Not me. Count me out. You want me to do Bernie Sanders imitations? Maybe. You want me to talk about the election 500 years from now? I don't think so. You want me to talk about Obama decimating the military in the country, ripping down the flag? Maybe I'll do it. In the last hour, we had Bill Gertz of the Washington Times talking about how China is racing ahead on Chinese space weapons and how Obama has gutted the space weapon programs. How do they not impeach him for this? Where is their pushback? Where is there any mention of this? Well, okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Same day, we get a report. FBI director, who I think is a wonderful man, trying to warn us. He says the Islamic State is recruiting 24 hours a day in all 50 states using social media, telling the young haters to go overseas to join the murderers, or if you can't come, kill where you are. Now, I want to ask you something. What sane nation doesn't have the capability to hack into those senders, arrest them on the spot? Tell me how we don't have that capability. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? We're crippled. We're a nation of weaklings run by weaker people, and we're crippled altogether. Now, we're worried about the Confederate flag. I'm not worried about the Confederate flag, Bernie. I'm worried about the ISIS flag. But go tell them to that on the stage with Anderson Cooper there, the genius. Anyway, that's the opening to the show. The phone number is 855-407. I didn't play any sound yet today. Obama says he's going to end the mission in Afghanistan in 2014. Today he announces. Did you hear the announcement? He's keeping troops there. Where is that? Clip three now? The reversal? All right, let's hear clip three.
I'm therefore announcing the following steps, which I am convinced offer the best possibility for lasting progress in Afghanistan.
Yeah, right.
First, I've decided to maintain our current posture of 9,800 troops in Afghanistan through most of next year, 2016. Their mission will not change. Our troops will continue to pursue those two narrow tasks that I outlined earlier. Training Afghan forces.
All right, let's knock it off. You know it's all double talk. Cut it off. Posture, pursue. That's some commander-in-chief. A real Patton in the White House. Posture, progress, pursue. Given what's at stake in Afghanistan, I'm firmly convinced we should make this effort. Oh, let's hear clip four from the commander-in-chief. He took time out from golf and fundraising in Hollywood. Let's hear clip four.
And to our men and women in uniform. I know this means that some of you will rotate back into Afghanistan.
Rotate.
At the end of our combat mission, this is not like 2010, when nearly 500 Americans were killed and many more were injured. But still, Afghanistan remains dangerous. 25 brave Americans have given their lives there this year. I do not send you into harm's way lightly. It's
no,
the most solemn decision that I make. I know the wages of war and the wounded warriors I visit in the
hospital. All right, we heard that. Yeah, no, blah, 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 blah. They wrote that in for him. So the anti-war president, even he has come to understand that he's got to leave some troops in Afghanistan since he made the disaster in Iraq happen by withdrawing our troops out too precipitously. So even this lunatic leftist fanatic was made to understand that Afghanistan will fall if he removes the troops, okay? So, but he's leaving too little, by too few, by the way. That's number two. Ask any military man. You're not going to do it with that number of men over there. And he goes on and on. Now we have John Kerry blaming the recent murders of Jews on Jews. Even though Palestinians are publishing pictures of how to stab a Jew and kill him, I swear to God, I found this in the Times of Israel this morning. I was nauseated. So I had Art put it up on michaelsavage.com. I linked it up on Facebook. I was shocked. I'm not really shocked in the sense that I put it past them. But there are videos that teach would-be Palestinian murderers how to stab Jews and kill them. I know it's gruesome. But there's pictures of where the knives should be thrust to kill an ordinary civilian, as the practitioners of the religion of peace did in Israel over the last month, including killing a pair of parents with four young children, innocent, Bible-loving Jews, went on down the wrong road. They chopped them to pieces in front of their children and made their children watch. And you want them to give up half of Israel to these maniac murderers? Well, okay, I guess I don't. Then you got Bernie Sanders, the great commander-in-chief. I wonder what his solution would be over there. Professor wants climate skeptics sued. He gets millions from taxpayers. We finally have a picture of him. Nice fella from India. Learned how to come over and work the system. I'm not singling out Indians. I mean, I happen to like the Indian people. I've supported them 100 times. But this guy happens to be from India, that's all. What, I'm not supposed to mention it? Why do I mention it? Because he takes some of the money he steals on the climate science and sends it over to his illiterate daughter in India who runs a center that makes $160,000 a year. I don't think she can read. Michael Savage newsletter, Revising History is How Communist Revolution Begins. Let me read that. It was very good. It came from yesterday's show. Welcome to the Michael Savage newsletter, your daily insider report on all things Savage. In today's issue, a report that New York Mayor Bill de Blasio was removing portraits of George Washington and other dead white people from the mayor's mansion to add more diversity to the artwork hanging in his official residence, caught Dr. S's eye. A reporter from New York City's NBC TV explained, quote, when selecting new artwork for the de Blasio's historic new home, the goal was in line with this mayor's priorities in general, that is to paint a more diverse picture of city life, especially in the late 18th century when Gracie Mansion was built. Well, you see, that's not how life was. The founding fathers were all white men. They're the ones who fought the British to give us a nation. I'm sorry that you can't revise history, but okay, don't tell that to a Sandinista-loving lowlife. WNBC said that 2 days after de Blasio officials told the news channel a painting of Washington would be among the art pieces removed, a spokesmouth insisted there had been a misunderstanding. Whether or not public pressure caused a change in mind regarding Washington, de Blasio's move is a significant issue. Savage said this to his listeners. You say, what's the big deal? It's only a painting of George Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, let me start from the beginning and do it in 30 seconds or less. These are hardcore communists. This is what Mao Zedong did during the Cultural Revolution in China. I explain it to you in great deal in Government Zero. It starts with the removal of art and history and the replacement of art and history, the revision of art, the revision of history by communists. It leads to very bad ends. Look at what Pol Pot did in Cambodia. Look at what Mao Zedong did in China. It started with cultural revision. It ended with millions dead. De Blasio is a psychopath. He's no different than anyone else you saw on the stage at the fake Democrat Soviet debate Tuesday, except Jim Webb. I explain it all in Government Zero. Yes, my friends, it's all in my new book. I can add a few other names to what cultural revolutions have done to countries, but I think you can pretty much put two and two together. Take a look at Zimbabwe. Take a look at what happened to that great nation as a result of cultural vision and desire to make it diverse. You know, that's a great story unto itself. When it was under colonial rule by the British, it was called Rhodesia for Cecil Rhodes. We know it was racist, horrible, horrible. It was so horrible that Rhodesia was able to produce enough food to not only feed everyone in the country, but export food. Well, that all went by the way of the dodo bird. You see, there was a revolution brewing, as there is in America right now, and people were screaming for more diversity. They wanted local rule, and so they got local rule in Rhodesia. They renamed the country Zimbabwe. Mugabe, the dictator, murdered tens of thousands of people, and what happened after a while under diversity was the new country of Zimbabwe could not only not feed itself, it became a begging nation on the world stage, begging for food to feed its own people. It was no longer not only not exporting food, it had to import food. If this keeps up in America, we'll be on the world stage begging for wheat, soybeans, and pork. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Let's go to the callers. You know, earlier in the show, 2 hours ago, I mentioned that fava beans cannot be eaten by certain ethnic groups, and I wrote about it in 1991 or 92. I don't remember when in my book, The Skeptical Nutritionist, Macmillan published it. Not widely read. I don't know. It sold 20,000 in hardcover, which for those days was very big. And I was very happy with the results. Today, everything's crazy, what you have to sell for a book to make it. It's unreal. One day I should do a show on books and writers and how it's impossible for writers to break in or get published today. It's unbelievable. KSFO, Renee, you want to talk about the fava bean story. What do you have to add?
Yeah, my great-grandmother suffered from what I researched, because when I was younger, I also affected beans, the G6PD deficiency.
Correct. It's fava bean hemolysis. It's a missing enzyme, and the fava beans cause the bleeding.
Yes.
Now there are certain ethnic groups that cannot eat fava beans because they lack this enzyme. And number one is the Ashkenazi Jewish people cannot eat fava beans. But there was another ethnic group. Do you know which one it is?
Well, we're Portuguese. I'm not sure of another ethnic.
Well, that's interesting. That's very intriguing. And I don't want to say anything about ancestry, but you know, genes kind of indicate something right there. During the Inquisition, many people who were Jewish were converted forcibly to Catholicism. You know that, right?
Yes.
No, you didn't know that. I'm not saying that you're not Portuguese. I'm saying that there could be a strain of the Jewish blood in the lineage, because I don't know of many other ethnic groups that have a deficiency of this enzyme. There are a few, but I didn't know the Portuguese were one of them.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that either. When I was younger, I was diagnosed with anemia, and which, you know, I got over taking iron pills and whatnot. But now that I'm older, I don't really have a problem with it, but I love fava beans, but now that there is a link with my great-grandmother, kind of a little worrisome.
Right. Well, I'm warning people not to eat fava beans without checking out whether they're deficient in this in this enzyme because the glucose 6-phosphate dehydrogenase deficiency is more widespread than people may know. And fava beans or broad beans contain high levels of devicin, that's funny. The Democrats seem to have a lot of devicin. Convicin, and they will develop anemia, jaundice, and symptoms like this if they eat this stuff. They cannot protect their red blood cells against this. So you have to check out what your ethnic group is because you may be allergic to it, you know? It's this deficiency is common in people of Mediterranean and African origin, incidentally. I remember I'm looking it up in the Skeptical Nutritionist. I have a copy right here. People of Mediterranean and African origin. Well, that would match the Portuguese. They are Mediterranean people in a way, even though they're on the Atlantic. They are a Mediterranean people. I would think you consider yourself a Mediterranean people. But the G6PD deficiency has resulted in deaths, by the way. G6PD deficiency resulted in 4,100 deaths in 2013 and 3,400 deaths in 1990. It's very serious.
That's amazing.
Now, here's something really odd. Carriers of this G6PD allele are protected to some extent against malaria. Do you know that? It's amazing. And in fact, some males who carry this deficiency have shown complete immunity to malaria. So there's always something more to something than meets the eye. It's not that there's a deficiency that's bad. In other words, let's say Africans and Mediterraneans lack this enzyme, and they can't eat fava beans because they get this type of anemia, this fava bean hemolysis. So you ask yourself, why did the humans in those regions develop this deficiency? How did they evolve to develop this deficiency? And why would nature have done that? The answer is because it gave them a certain immunity to malaria, which was endemic in those areas in those days. There's a genius at work in the universe that we can never put our fingers on, and that's one of the reasons I was always knocked on my feet by science, because science has always answered questions for me that made sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Renee, thank you for that. I'll send you a copy of Government Zero. We don't talk about G6PD deficiency. We talk about common sense deficiency in liberals throughout all branches of government. You look into this because fava beans are sold now so widely in America, and people are eating them thinking, oh, they're all good for me. Well, you may not be able to digest them, and you may get a hemolytic disease called favism. So, okay, that's all. I don't want to go into it. I really think the ethnic stuff is so interesting. I remember I studied ethno-nutrition when I was, many years ago. That was one of my favorite fields, ethno-nutrition. Well, that's another subject for another day, because what I found was, of course, we're all products of our ancestry. Is that a given? Yes. Now, does that mean that everyone can eat everyone else's cuisine as we all do? How many of us walk through a street in a big city? I think I'll have Japanese. No, I'll have Chinese. No, I'll have Thai. No, I'll have Cambodian. No, I'll have European food. Well, maybe your body can't handle all of those different diets. Maybe there's a certain ethnic diet that is best for your ancestry. I once wrote a book on this. I think the whole book, The Skeptical Nutritionist, was about that as the theme. Only 40 years ahead of its time. I don't know. I'm not selling it somewhere on the internet, probably for $200. The point is that if you're a person who identifies with your ethnic group, look into your ethnic background and see what your traditional ethnic diet is. Be back in a minute.
I watched Hillary last night with, we're going to give this, we're going to give that, we're going to give that. She's the poor woman. She's got to give everything away because this maniac that was standing on her right is giving everything away. So she's following. That's what's happening. This socialist / communist, okay, nobody wants to say it.
I say it, Donald.
No.
See, they know who Bernie is, and they know who Trump is. They hate Bernie. Oh, the average person hates Bernie Sanders. They met Bernie's in their life. Bernie Sanders is Madoff in a different guise. He's a con man. He says one thing, but he lives another life. You know the type. He's a Bernie Madoff, not a Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is Bernie Madoff in drag, in essence, a political drag. Let's put it that way. So he found socialism worked for him his whole life. Oh, we get the worker comes to
you know, it worked for him his whole life. Look, he went from Brooklyn, an unknown schnook, and he bamboozled the idiots in Burlington and made him mayor. Before long, he was a senator. The idiots in Vermont, they what do they know up there? They eat Ben and Jerry's. What can they know? They poison their brain with fat and sugar. So who would they vote for but someone like him? But going back to Beans for a minute, you know, I got to finish up the Beans story. I don't like beans myself, and I never knew why. I always got like sick from beans. It's because I come from good lineage. I was just reading this. It says that the priests of various Greek-Roman era cults were forbidden to eat or even mention beans. And Pythagoras had a strict rule that to join the society of the Pythagoreans, they must swear off beans. Now, in those days, it was because the beans resembled the genitalia. But it may have had another protective reason for it. It's an interesting side note. It's not that I have a priestly aversion to beans. I just don't like eating them. So there go the tacos. It's the end of the burritos, which I have once a month. I don't feel good on them anyway. There's another side to this that I have to discuss. We're talking about the favism. I don't want you to think it's a very small number of people on the planet who are affected by this G6PD deficiency. And the reason I'm going on is because fava beans are very popular in Italian restaurants today. And they push it and no one even knows what they're eating. You should understand that you can get very sick if you lack this enzyme. And it affects more than 400 million people around the world. This deficiency resulted in 4,100 deaths in 2013, 3,400 deaths in 1990. So who was affected and how would you know? African, Middle Eastern, and South Asian people are affected the most. Particularly those in these areas who have these ancestries. Now, here is the thing. Why would so many people on Earth have evolved to have a deficiency of this enzyme? Because I said to you that it confers, one effect of this disease is that it confers protection against malaria. And there are theories as to why it protects against malaria, which you can read about yourself. So in other words, the G6PD deficiency I'm talking about offers an evolutionary advantage for those who lived in malarial endemic environments. You understand how that works? It's very interesting. Well, it's similar to the sickle cell disease issue. Remember many years ago, there was a big push about Africans and sickle cell disease, and people were trying to overcome it here in America. Well, that's interesting. Maybe in America you didn't want sickle cell disease. You certainly didn't. But it also is seen in the scientific community as offering an evolutionary advantage, the sickle cell disease does, in the environments where malaria was and is epidemic for the same reasons and by the same mechanism. But this is over the head of the average racist Democrat who will just simply say that whatever you're saying is wrong, whatever you're saying is racist, you're against black people. I mean, this is how they'll take what I'm saying. I get it. I know how they think. They don't think. Guys like Bernie Sanders don't think. They're the Madoff of the political world. They'll say anything to pander to the lowest common denominator. 855-407-2822. Do you have a Bernie piece for me? Not of me doing it. I need to warm up because I'm going to do a Bernie in a minute. I don't feel good from the lunch, so I'm ready to do a Bernie Sanders imitation. My energy has left me. I feel a little sick from the pink tuna burger, even though I reheated it. I'd like to sue that rat. I won't sue him. I'm going to give him a. I'm going to go on Yelp. I'm going to ruin their business. I mean, you should go on Yelp when a place stinks. You ask for a fish thing that's supposed to be cooked through and it's pink. Then I want to know how old the fish burger is in this joint. You know, I love it. Everything is. We do everything handcrafted. Good food takes time. Like $17 for a burger. It should be 3 cents. I'll learn one of these days. 855-400. So we don't have it. We don't have a Bernie. I'm like groping for a Bernie. Fire away, any Bernie. Just a voice.
My question for the candidates is, do black lives matter or do all lives matter?
The question from Arthur in Des Moines is, do black lives matter or do all lives matter? Let's put that question to Senator Sanders.
Black lives matter.
Matter.
And the reason
no one else
those words
is because
matter.
They are a primary constituency on my voting block.
The community knows. That on any given day...
Say, no, I'm trying to just get the voice. This guy is amazing. Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff in political clothing. Okay, my friends. What do you want to talk about? I'm not going to do climate. Do you have any questions for Bernie out there? No, I don't want to do that either. Let me see the news. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to do the news. That's what people are tuning in for. Mike, do the news. I don't want to hear about fava beans. I don't want to hear about hemolysis. I don't want to hear about G6PD deficiency. No, I want you to imitate Bernie Sanders for the rest of your radio career. Whatever. 20 more years. Let's see. Carson, Bush, Cruz lead in latest round of GOP cash race. Okay, there's nothing you could say to that. That's like there's nothing in there, okay? Tales of terror. Girl reportedly flees Boko Haram. Whatever happened to Boko Haram, the girls who were being kidnapped by the Muslims? Remember Mrs. Obama did a thing, hashtag get the girls home? Did she ever follow up on that? I don't know. In the midst of the shopping sprees for Yves Saint Laurent to entertain the Chinese guests? God, it's a war out there. It really is a war zone. It's just a war zone. Let's go to the next website, the Drudge Report. Let's see what my good friend Matthew Drudge has to look at. Let's see. DNC Hillary or nothing, not interested. New Snowden leaking drone program, not interested. New Huma email address discovered ahead of Benghazi committee. It'll go nowhere. Trump campaign raises specter of boycotting next debate. I would do that. I suggested it on my show. They probably heard me again. If I were Trump, I wouldn't even go on the debate. What, to be ripped apart by another liberal? Why? What does he need to go for? Look how well he's doing talking to the people without some stooge from CNN or Fox News. What, does he want to get torn apart by long nails, Martha Washington? Don't, Donald. Don't. See what it's like. Let their ratings fall in the garbage. Let's see if Roger Ailes hits his bonus without you. Let's see if Murdoch gives his stooge there, Ailes, a bonus if you don't go on. You'll see how good Martha Washington does. He should teach him that he has the power. President's February-March golf trips and fundraisers cost the taxpayers $4.4 million in travel expenses. Why not? Why not? Then you can come back and talk about global warming and this and that, income inequality, this and that. Obama's February-March golf and $4.4 million in travel expenses alone. Golf vacations, what a moron he is. What a lying sicko in the White House. It wouldn't be so bad if he was just a lying sicko who was ineffectual. But he's a lying sicko who's very dangerous because he hates everything that's good in the country. Hates it and tries to destroy it, and he's succeeding. In between golfing, he's destroying the military, destroying the church, destroying the family, destroying schools, destroying the education department. Using the Air Force's official cost estimate of $206,000 per hour, the newly released records obtained by Judicial Watch show golf outing to Palm Springs, five-hour flight. Chicago, Los Angeles, Palm City, cost $804,000 just for the plane. Well, you know, what are you going to talk about this? Obama's February trip to Chicago was billed by the White House as a non-political event to declare the Pullman Historic District a national monument. But press reports indicate otherwise, that the trip was heavily political. He gave Emmanuel a re-election boost, is what it was, and raised a little money on the side. His visit to Los Angeles began with his appearance on late-night comedy. You want to call Jimmy Kimmel funny? Go ahead. And continued a roundtable discussion fundraiser hosted at the Santa Monica home of ICM Partners co-founder Chris Silberman and his wife Julia. The poor guests who were into income redistribution paid up to $33,000 per couple to attend the anti-capital income inequality speech by Obama. And that was the 12th fundraising trip to Los Angeles. Now, his 32nd fundraiser in L.A. County since he became president. That's all. I can read more, but what's the point? You're so used to it by now. In any other country, he would have been arrested for this. It would be called insider trading. You know, any other sane nation would have arrested him for this kind of behavior. Michelle Obama's 2014 trip to China cost more than $360,000 in air transportation costs. Judicial Watch uncovered an expensive combination of trips by the Obamas to Africa and Honolulu, which cost taxpayers $15.8 million in flight expenses. The single largest prior known expense for accommodations was for Michelle Obama's side trip to Dublin, Ireland, during the 2013 G8 conference in Belfast, when she and her entourage, I guess it was Oprah Winfrey and friends, booked 30 rooms at the five-star Shelburne Hotel with the First Lady, staying in the 1,500-square-foot Princess Grace Suite, at a cost of $3,500 a night. Well, look, if you want to do good for the poor and you want to talk about income inequality, you've got to spend money like this to get the message out. We've got to travel to get the message out. We had to go to Ireland in order to spread the message about income inequality and the poverty in America. We had to go as far as Ireland. And Obama had a golf in Ireland, as a matter of fact, and Scotland, to spread the message of income inequality. That's the only way to get the message across. I mean, who is he going to tell it to? The poor homeless people in the streets of New York, San Francisco? No. So he's got to play golf at Balmoral. He's got to play golf at these expensive places in order to reach the millionaires and the billionaires, the pigs, in other words. The pigs who have ruined the world, who golf on such courses. Those are the natural places to go if you want to stop income inequality. You're not going to speak to some broken down bum in the street on Ella Street. No, you know, you're not going to speak to them. So you go to Balmoral. You spend $17 million to get there. And then you understand that you're reaching the right people with the right message. It's like Bernie Sanders. He's also for income inequality retribution. That's all. As long as it doesn't affect him. Stefan on KSFO, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Bernie? I got a question. I was eating one of your tuna sandwiches that you made me, and I was thinking how smart you are, and I was thinking, isn't it the white man who caused global warming since he invented all the combustion engines that we're seeing today causing all this global warming?
Absolutely. It started with the Volta, developed the Volt. He invented the Volt. Then diesel, you had the diesel engine invented by a white man. Every invention, virtually every invention of civilization that pollutes was invented by the white man. And there's only one solution to the problem. And that is not so much to harm the inventor because he's been dead 200 years. No, we have to take it out of his ancestors, his descendants rather. You must find and seek out the inventor of electricity, the telephone, the telegraph, and hunt them down and make them pay back for what their ancestors did to the atmosphere and the environment. Then you'll have global retribution, global balance. That's the only solution.
Beautiful. Bernie, you're so smart, buddy. You're
I really like, of all of the Bernie stuff I've did over this week, the best one was the deli man, where Bernie talks about tongue and pickles. That was my best one because that's closer to where his mentality is at.
Exactly.
Okay, you're getting a cop. I know what you're hanging on for. Government Zero, you got it. Who wouldn't want it for free? That's all. 855-400, I don't know the number, but when I come back, I'm going to look for some breaking news in order to really ruin your day. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. I'm live. It's Michael Savage back. I have only 2.5-3 minutes. Listen to this. So you know I'm obsessed with health issues. I have been all my life. Obsessed. Father, God rest his soul, he's been sleeping since 1970. Grandfather, you know, everyone died young. So I always figured I didn't have that long. You know, when I had young children, I really used to look at them with such sadness. I never thought I'd see them become adults. And I've been very blessed. I have to use the phrase that's true. God has blessed me with longevity so far. I don't know how long, you know, who knows. But I have a grandchild. You know, I've hit all of the numbers that I set out to achieve in many ways. What more? I mean, what am I going to ask for? So, but I'm obsessed with my health. So I get blood tests like most men over 40 do. 50. Who knows when it starts, when you start getting worried. So I just got my results now. I had the blood last week. And I just came from my cardiologist. He sent it to me. I'm going to read it on the air. You're not going to believe this. Because if you had numbers like this, they would already check you in for a heart transplant. Cholesterol total 241. You say, oh, my God, I need to take Lipitor, right? She said, well, maybe the HDL is good. No, it's horrible. It's a 34. It should be 40 or above. Well, how about the triglycerides? Off the charts, 177. Uh-oh. Oh, my God. What about LDL cholesterol calculated? Terrible, 172. It's in a very high range. What about non-HDL cholesterol? It's 207. Wrong range. I can go down the list here. I mean, it's a disaster. Any doctor listening knows what I'm talking about here. Risk factor high. You know, nanomolecules, awful. Everything's off. Risk off the charts. It's like redline. Everything is redlining in the airplane. According to the data, right? Apolipoprotein B, 139, off the charts, too high. It shows inflammation. The risk should be less than 80. I'm at 139. LPA, lipoprotein A. I told you this is the secret. It should be less than 75. You can't affect it. You can't take a drug for it. You can't adjust it with vitamins. My LPA, which should be less than 75, where everything else is wrong, is 24. So what does that tell you? It tells you why I'm living. It tells you that in my case, I have this genetic inheritance from my mother, God rest her soul, on the LPA cholesterol. And it's very low. There's nothing anyone could do about it. No matter what vitamins you took, no matter what drugs, you're not going to make yours lower. So, in other words, I can have everything else off. And this is the only explanation I can see, that my mother in heaven gave me this blessing. So it just shows you, don't believe every piece of data and think you're going to drop dead. And don't think because your data is good that you're going to live forever. Have a nice night.